This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat.
Rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
We have another I Told You So show coming up here in just a couple minutes. God is faithful. No question about it to warn us. But we have to take heed to his warnings. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both pages are working together as one page. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Facebook, Bradley Dean, again, double E. We also have Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. If you'd like to check out those websites as well, there's a lot going on, but it's all riding on the name Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Bradley Dean. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. Going to kind of slow my roll a little bit because of some of the stuff that's coming out across the nation right now. Is, again, very telling. I'll get to that in just a minute. Phone lines are, again, are accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if you'd like to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're highlighting teachers who prey on students. We're seeing on a weekly basis students being violated by heterosexuals and homosexual crimes concerning our students, and why wouldn't they? I told you years ago that this is what was going to come down the line. We can see that the NEA is opening the doors. I'm not saying that they're advocating the crimes, but they are opening the doors for the wolves to devour the innocent lambs. If you'd like to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can also find out that Pope Goes Darwin pushes evolution and Big Bang. Of course, he's a political stooge, friends. Do your homework. Read the Bible. You can always tell when a stick is crooked by what? Laying a straight one next to it. We can see the commandments of man, which contradict God's commandments. And again, I say that for the very purpose. Study the real ones, and you can always detect the counterfeits. Just ask the FBI. DHS whistleblower says war on terror is nothing but a charade. It's an attack on the Patriots. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, DHS whistleblower says that war on terror is nothing but a charade. They're zeroing in on Patriots, and I'm about to prove that to you today as well. Obama administration expresses condolence to a terrorist family, but won't call him a terrorist. Again, friends, we know what's going on in the White House in America today. Also on front page news, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, professed Christian music artists deceiving the people about homosexuality. Of course, they're advocating the very crimes against God. They're advocating that which God calls an abomination. And we're talking about Jennifer Knapp. We're talking about other Christian musicians that are promulgating their anti-Christian ideologies, their doctrines, their lifestyles is really what it comes down to. Again, check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, friends, there's several articles out there right now. We also know that the victory in Houston was that the mayor stood down because the church stood up. As I've said 1,000 times, friend, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. And what happens when we fight? We win every time. I'm not saying without sacrifice, friends. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just simply saying that if we want the victory, then we're going to have to trust God and fight the good fight. faith and wait for his results. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. One more. Are you a slacker or an attacker? Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Front page news. Front page news. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, this is what I want to get to because I've reiterated this so many different ways. And what's happening is just a couple weeks ago, if you go ahead and download some podcasts, probably from about 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, you'll see that I said that there's a new sense and a new sense of intensity in the air, a new level of warfare that we're going to be going into. Well, we just found out, well, yesterday from our friend that we had on the radio, Brian Colfage, who was actually a veteran of Iraq who got three of his limbs blown off. He comes back to America. He speaks out against the Barack Hussein Obama criminal administration. And before he knows it, one of your veterans' friends is being, well, assaulted by the IRS and by its own government, VA, so on and so forth, out in Arizona. Now, which doesn't come as a surprise to me in any sense of the word, but this is what I want to get to. Is now we know, Brian also told us this yesterday, we also have another family that lost their son in extortion 17 out of Florida as well. Isn't it interesting that the Muslims, and through ISIS, again, this political battering ram, which is used for terror to bring in a new order, is all it is about, friends. That's all it's about. Interestingly enough, we found out that these families, these military families that have lost sons and daughters fighting for American liberties in this country, well, the American government, through this criminal administration, well, they're actually telling those families that there's a credible ISIS threat concerning you in America. Well, wait a second. So wait a second. Their son got killed in extortion 17. Brian loses three legs, and the government's doing the attacking, and the government's warning the veterans, the families of the veterans who have lost their lives that are 6 feet under the ground from me and you, that there's a credible ISIS threat in America. Okay, well, then what is the purpose of our government? Because we know, again, reverting back to this criminal administration, that this administration is actually entertaining Americans and their sworn enemies. And we also know that Barack Hussein Obama's allies are America's sworn enemies, right? We've heard much about CAIR lately, C-A-I-R. Did you know that they just published a list of American Islamophobes? See, they're following in close pursuit behind the radical homosexuals who use SPLC, who actually create a hit list for all those that oppose the homosexual agenda. You know, the homophobes. Does this not all sound familiar, friends? Because it's rolling out now, as I said it would. And isn't it interesting, right behind the homophobes, as I've always said, friends, is now the Islamophobes. CAIR puts out a list, friends, of those that oppose their radical ties, their terror ties. They list their names. Oh, by the way, I'm on SPLC's hate list, too. But what's interesting to me is the fact that they haven't been charged for their crimes, because it's interesting that they're using the homosexuals, and we know this through the Tony Perkins Association out in Washington, D.C. Remember the radical homosexual? He went on SPLC's website, and he found out where Tony Perkins was, and he wanted to kill as many people as he could. This radical homosexual did. Now, isn't it interesting? Now, the CAIR organization is doing the same thing. I'm going to get into this in just a little bit, but you know what? What's so faithful about God is these flags have been flying for a long time, warning the American people as to what this is all about. See, what they're going to be doing here, friends, is they're creating a hit list for the Islamic State lone wolves. If you know anything about dictators, guess what they do? They use mercenaries to get rid of their political opposition, just like Adolf Hitler did. Just saying. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just doing my best to lay this out in thought. Lord, I need your help because there's so much to say about this line upon line, precept upon precept. The Lord, as he could bring all things to my remembrance for the very purpose of exposing what's going on here. We know radicals like Dan Savage. I just talked about Floyd. This is what I'm talking about right here, friends. We were just talking about how right before the break, we had an individual break into FRC, Family Research Center, Tony Perkins' ministry in Washington, D.C., because he went to Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list to find out who he was supposed to take out. This is what he told the FBI. As a matter of fact, I got an article out there showing you the video of him actually confessing this. So if you'd like to check that out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, do a search, and you will find it. Now, what's interesting about that is Dan Savage is also a radical homosexual appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, and he said that he wants to make sure his political opposition friends is drugged from a pickup until there's nothing left but the rope. And these are the people that are decrying hate crimes, just so everybody understands where I'm at. Now, pulling this over to what's going on concerning Islam and CARE, this organization that's being called out for its terror alliances is really what it comes down to. Well, they're publishing in America, friends, a list of American Islamophobes. And people are wondering, well, will it become a hit list for the Islamic State lone wolves? Well, interestingly enough, for some reason now, just out of nowhere, you know what? The terror alert threat is way up to the top again. It's getting really hot. Friends, again, I don't know how many different ways I need to say this. Terror is used as a political tool to bring in a new order. Go back to Adolf Hitler. Any dictator does this. They use terror to bring in the result that they want. Out of chaos, they create a new order. So who's creating the chaos? We know that Hitler used mercenaries to kill off his political opposition within Germany. Well, now, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes CARE publishing a list of American Islamophobes right behind, as I said, friends, the homophobes, right? If you don't agree with the homosexual lifestyle, then guess what? You're a homophobe and you're a hater and you're a bigot. You're this, that, and the other thing. Folks, there's a growing concern that the converts to Islam in America and Canada are ready, ideologically willing, and certainly able to conduct individual attacks against soldiers, police, and innocent civilians. Just last week, we've seen a radical Muslim who got shot dead on the spot, hallelujah, for axing a police officer. If you didn't hear about that. This week, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has called for increased security at federal buildings, said the Associated Press. Security will be increased at various federal government buildings in Washington and other major American cities. The Homeland Security Department, who has labeled anybody that doesn't agree with this criminal administration as terrorists, Tuesday in what is described as a precautionary step. The move came 1 week after a gunman in Ottawa fatally shot a soldier as he stood as a ceremonial guard at Ottawa's National War Memorial, then stormed the Parliament building. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper called the shooting a terrorist attack. By the way, he was shot down dead with a man that was armed. As Mohammedans wage jihad against the U.S. and Canadian citizens in the name of Allah, the Council of American Islamic Relations, CARE, has published a list of American individuals in America, friends, and organizations it considers to be Islamophobic. The new CARE website is Islamophobia.org. The purpose of the CARE website is to monitor and challenge the growing anti-Muslim bigotry. Hello, friends. Right behind the homosexual agenda. Nobody wanted to listen to me, man, over 2 years ago, or 4 years ago, or 6 years ago, or 8 years ago, because people were too naive to realize that they were the ones that were using totalitarian methods as they were perpetuating the crimes. People are now waking up to what's going on with the homosexuals. And the radicalism and the totalitarian methods that they're using and the dangerous ideologies that they're using, thanks to the mayor in Texas there. We appreciate you because she took the mask off as to what it was all about. Folks, the purpose of CARE's website, going over to the Islamophobia.org promulgators, is to monitor and challenge the growing anti-Muslim bigotry in American society. CARE's Islamophobia.org site presents detailed profiles of a number of individuals and institutions involved in the American Islamophobia network. CARE is characterized by some as a moderate Islamic organization. An anonymous quote on the internet states, "A radical Muslim wants to behead you. A moderate Muslim wants a radical Muslim to behead you." Did you hear that? A radical Muslim wants to behead you. A moderate Muslim wants a radical Muslim to behead you. That's right. Now, friends, there's a list that goes on and on and on and on of American patriots that are exposing CARE for who they are. All the way from Alan West to Ali Sana to Andriers Gravers, Ann Coulter, Bill Mayer, Brigitte Gabrielle, Brian Fisher, Carl Goldberg, Claire Lopez. Folks, these are people that are standing in the gap, warning you about Islam. The organization called CARE, C-A-I-R. Cliff Kincaid, Constant Gavraz, Daniel Pipes, Dave Agima, David Horowitz, Debbie Anderson, Debbie Robinson, Dory O'Brien, Frank Gaffney, Glenn Beck, Guy Rogers, James Lafferty, State Rep John Bennett of Oklahoma, Jonathan Matusitz, Camille Salim, Kevin Carroll, Laureen Green, Mano Bach, Michelle Bachman. Folks, they're putting a hit list on those that don't agree. And then they're telling you there's a terror level of threat in America. And you know what? Just in time, after the terror threat rose to the highest that it could possibly go to, then out of nowhere, CARE publishes the names of those that oppose them. Hello? If I had a bell, I'd be dinging it right now. Hello? What is it that we don't see? Your government is warning our veterans that lost their sons and daughters that there's a real threat to them and their families. Is that American government? Is that the heroism and the patriotic spirit in which we were raised, friends? Is this the courage and the valor that's demonstrated through our military to stand down when America, you should stand up? Other names on this Islamophobia hit list is Mike Huckabee, Nina Cunningham, Nani Darwish, Pamela Geller, Rep. Peter King, Richard Swire, Rick Joyner, Robert Raphael Shore, Robert Spencer, Roger Ailes, Ryan Maruo, Sam Caroba, Scott Saunders, Shalom Lewis, Stephanie Reese, Stephen Coughlin, Stephen Crowder. Oh, by the way, friends, all Republicans, except Mr. Bill Maher. He's a twisted soul, isn't he? Tommy Robinson, Timothy Wildman. Again, the president of the American Family Association. Friends, these are people that are standing in the gap warning you as to what's going on here. Waleed Shobat, former Lieutenant General William Boykin, Zudi Jasser. Folks, these are all a threat to their organization. These are threats to radical Islam. Friends, they just put a hit list out on those that are opposing and warning the American people concerning the threat through organizations such as CARE, and they're labeling them, just like the homosexuals label us. Anybody that doesn't agree with them, homophobes, now you're an Islamophobe. Has anybody taken the time in the present to study what happens in other countries? I also want to tell you, friends, when the Bible tells us that When the wicked will flee when none pursueth, keep in mind, we found out that last week, there was 4.5 million Muslims in America. There's 312 million people. You want to know what's standing between you and what's going on? Is that you're an armed people. But also keep in mind, friends, that corruption in government also said that they could disarm America within one generation. This, again, is the mercy of God to warn the people to wake up and to do what he called and commanded them to do. We're in the position where we're at today, friends, because we have failed to keep the commandments of God. Nothing more, nothing less. He promised it again, line upon line, precept upon precept, and here we are. Here we are. No excuses. Folks, you can only ignore it for so long before you're going to have to deal with it. Because I'm telling you what, it's now in your backyard. It's time to stand up and get rid of the leave-in, folks, in the lump. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, just to verify, to put a little iron in the spine of my message here today, Homosexual Manifesto, Satire or Reality, go ahead and check it out, Bradley Dean. Do a Google, you'll find it, pull it up. And I wanted to prove my point here with Mr. Floyd Corkins. Family Research Council released video footage of Floyd Corkins, the homosexual activist, who walked into the lobby of the Family Research Council in August 2012 with a semi-automatic pistol and a backpack filled with 100 rounds of ammunition and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Corkins shot the Family Research Council security guard, Leo Johnson, who then successfully subdued him before he was taken into custody. Now, during an FBI interrogation, Corkins stated that he intended to kill as many as possible and smear the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the victims' faces. This is the homosexual, friends. Okay? Prosecutors said that Corkins planned to leave Family Research Center after the attack and go to another conservative group to continue the reign of terror. A handwritten list of three other groups was found with Corkins' belongings. An investigation of Corkins' computer found that he identified his targets on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. And even after the shooting at the FRC, the SPLC went so far to put an article on the front page of their website in an attempt to heighten the FRC's label as a hate group. So is it a reality, friends, the radical homosexual agenda? Is it a reality that right behind the radical homosexuals is none other than, as I've always stated, the radical Muslims? Of course it is. Because that's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. Live radio, friends. Pulling up another quote from Mark Potok. I want you to hear what he had to say. It's interesting because it's exactly what's going on through CARE right now as well. Mark Potok, the director of the intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center, stated, listen carefully, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. He said, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Is this not criminal, friends? Yeah, if you breathe the wrong direction, you have the homosexual mafia all over you. Let them get all over you, friends. Again, going back to what just happened in Houston, do you not understand what this is about? I brought you across the border over to Canada probably 15 times in the last 13 years of radio. We were warned by the Canadians what this is all about, how they're making way. The radical homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to make way for Sharia law. That's exactly what's going on. They're using the same exact methods as the radical homosexuals. Demonic and satanic, though it is, in every sense of the word. But here we are. Here we are again, friends. I want you to listen carefully to this. Leviticus 26. If you walk in my statutes, his judgments, and keep my commandments and do them, then I'll give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Is that what the Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, established to our forefathers? Well, we're here today to talk about it, aren't we? He said, I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. Has the sword gone through our land, friends, since the Civil War, and that was brother against brother, to our everlasting shame? Under the promises, the Bible tells us that, and you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. It didn't say that you would tuck tail and capitulate like a little coward or effeminate individual when it's time to stand up and play the man. The Bible tells us, 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. I just got done telling you, friends, that there's less than 4.5 million radical Muslims, Muslims in the United States of America. What are you running from? I've already explained 1.5 million times what ISIS is, what global terrorism is all about. It's about bringing in a new world order. So therefore, who's responsible? To prove my point, since September 11th, who's been attacking you? Hey, folks, Osama bin Laden didn't ask you to give up your guns. Osama bin Laden hasn't actually implemented something called a Patriot Act, which is an act of tyranny in every sense of the word. Folks, it's been American government corruption and American government that has been attacking you over the last how many years? What's this all about? Well, the word tells us. He said, for I will have respect on you as a promise and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you. God has shed his grace upon us. And he said, I will set my tabernacle among you and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and will be your God and you shall be my people. I don't know if you've ever taken the time to magnify the God of heaven and earth that created all things. But I'm telling you what, it's time America started doing that. Because if we focused on him as much as we focused on the enemy, friends, I'll tell you what, it would be all over in a day. He said, I will walk among you and will be your God and you shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt that you should not be their bondman. I've broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. He said, but if you will not listen to me carefully and will not do what I commanded you to do, if you shall despise my judgments, if your soul shall abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant, he said, I will also do this unto you. The very first thing he said, God did in judgment, I will point terror over you. He said, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you. Is that what's happening? You know, the conservatives are out there whining about, why does this guy hate us? Why does Barack Hussein Obama, why does he hate us so much? You know, they're trying to, within their little reprobate minds, trying to figure out, well, we can compromise. Maybe we can just take this a little bit lighter. It's not as severe as it really seems. He doesn't really mean to do these things. Although his administration is now warning the families of those that lost their children in foreign wars fighting illegally for this criminal administration, unconstitutionally. You know, now their families in America are being threatened, and if that doesn't cause the American people to rise up, I'm trying to figure out what will. It's starting to bend me the wrong direction, friends, in every sense of the word. They mean it, so should you. Friends, we're not called to live our lives where the enemies don't fear us. We're Americans, right? We're Christians. All power over the enemy has been given unto us, right? We're made more than conquerors through Him who loved us. We shall overcome by the faith of the Son of God, right? As we bear our cross and live for one another as we live unto our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Listen to what God said. Under his judgments, he said, if you will walk contrary unto me and not listen to me, he said, I'll bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. Oh, interesting. Ebola, 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 Ebola. How's that diversion working out for you, America? And to the Christians, their curses need not apply here. Because no weapon formed or fashioned against the righteous shall prosper, for their righteousness is of what? Him. And it was Him that said, touch not mine anointed. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be shouting me down, Brother Dean. Brother Dean, bring it down, Brother Dean. God said, in Jesus' name, I will walk contrary unto you and will punish you yet seven times more for your sins, your transgressions of His moral law. 1 John 3:4. He said, I'll bring the sword upon you. What's next, friends? The sword. What's next? The sword. That shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant, and when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you. Can you say chemtrails? Oh, what's that all about? Man, everybody, man, they're spraying something. They're dropping something down. You know, that barn that's coming down, you know, it's probably just, you know, no big deal. Look at all that contrail. Can you believe that contrail? Folks, I can identify every single one of these curses. You know what he said after that? He said, I will deliver you into the hand of your enemies. You'll have no power to stand up against your enemies. Why is this administration still in power? You know, I look at this administration as a godsend to wake up his church. And at first I believe he was appointed to chastise America, but I believe it's gone from chastisements now to judgments because America would not be chastised. It turned the wrong direction, and it's allowed the criminal and the tyrannical government to reign in a way that it's not meant to reign. Right? Oh, that's weird. No, Bradley, you're radical. No, no, no. This is getting radical. And I'll tell you what, it's un-American for you to stand down, America. And I'm talking about lawfully. I'm not talking about getting weird. If you will not hearken unto me for all of this, he goes on, but walk contrary unto me. Then he said, I'll walk contrary also unto you in fury. And I will chastise you seven times more for your sins, and you shall eat the flesh of your sons. Anybody ever take the time to pull the curtain back in those concentration camps that Hitler had? Man, there's a lot of this stuff going on. And you shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. I got documentaries here about that. He said, I'll destroy your high places and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. I'll make your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation. Is that what you're seeing? Through the professed Church of America, that's why people are leaving in droves? Because it's not the church. I'll rage after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
A friend of mine recommended I start listening to Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio. First time I heard his show, I was hooked. There are many talk radio hosts out there representing my conservative views, but they don't quite connect the dots. Bradley understands that our freedoms don't come from government. Government can only secure freedoms that come naturally to us from a mighty and a holy God. I encourage all my friends to stay tuned to Sons of Liberty Radio. I've learned a lot from Bradley Dean's message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Them breaks stink sometimes, friends. Just for the sake of keeping the flow going. I'm talking about what the Lord said would happen to a people that rejected His commandments. Well, look at America. My goodness gracious, friends. I'm giving it to you directly from Leviticus 26. It's exactly what we're seeing today. The Lord said, if you will not listen to me, He said, I'll walk contrary also unto you. Remember they called Adolf Hitler the Führer? God said He'd walk contrary unto a disobedient in fury, and I will even chastise you seven times for your sins. He said, you shall eat the flesh of your sons and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. Anybody taking the time to study out history under dictatorships? Under Mao Zedong? Story of a man telling his family, a man caused drought by Mao Zedong, killed 20 to 40 million of his own people, a man-made drought. He served himself up to his family, and he says, when I'm dead, you eat me. Eat my flesh. I got documentaries from World War II concerning what Adolf Hitler had going on in his concentration camps, and there was much of that going on as well. They didn't want to talk about it, of course, but they seen it. Some of them partook with it. He goes on, I will destroy your high places and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. It shall hate you. Remember, during World War II, a lot of those people said, there's nobody here to help us. And they kept saying within themselves, no matter what, you know what? They need us. They need us. They need us. They didn't need them. They were just there to destroy them. And it's also interesting when you go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., or the one in Jerusalem. I was there as well. It's interesting they have these scriptures on the walls, the ones that I'm talking about. It's also interesting to note that Adolf Hitler, going back to this dictator, the Bible tells us if we don't want to listen to him, he said, I'll make your cities waste. We know that Germany as a whole was completely destroyed because of what they allowed the dictator to do with less than a 3% approval rating. There was 80 million people in that population. He said, I'll bring your cities to waste and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation. Remember the synagogues? Oh, by the way. Remember Adolf Hitler attacked the synagogues and he blamed his political opponents, or he just acted like he didn't know what he was doing? You know, they condemn in the north and they actually promote in the south, right? They're the ones contriving the crimes, but they blame somebody else for it. Stalin used to do the same thing as well. Nothing new under the sun, right? But isn't it interesting that after the country was completely destroyed, do you know that today Germans are embarrassed for what they allowed? Did you know that during that time I was speaking about the synagogues that were being hit by Adolf Hitler? Did you know that the churches, the youth groups were used for Hitler to actually do the killing? They were called Hitler's youth. They were the church youth groups. You want to talk about being dummied down? But you know what? There's no excuse. A lot of people in hell today thought they were doing the will of God. Go to John 16 when you get a minute. It's also interesting to note that as these bodies were being burned in incinerators, the ashes were actually dropping off onto the cars of the people that came out after the church services, praising God and Jesus while these people were being slaughtered. He said in Leviticus 26, verse 33, I will scatter you among the heathen and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate and your cities waste. He said it again. He said, upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts, into the lands of their enemies. And the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword. And they shall fall when none pursueth. See, we haven't been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their lawlessness in your enemies' lands. And also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. Because why? Because they didn't deal with them. That's why Gideon was sent. That's why the prophets were sent. Prophets are always a sign of providence and God's mercy to wake a people up. He goes on, if they shall confess their lawless deeds before me and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespasses, which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I have also walked contrary unto them and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and then they accept the punishment of their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. I will remember the land. Folks, we're in some dire times today, aren't we? As much as I point, as much as I act out John the Baptist to point out all the evils of Herod, Barack Hussein Obama, oh, it's true. He is opening the gates to the enemy. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's exactly what this devil is doing because the American people tolerate it. There's no question about that. But as I said, the American people tolerate it. On that day, on Judgment Day, we're going to stand there and we're going to look at the enemy, the deceiver. And we're going to say it was him that deceived the nations and the joke is going to be upon you. Because everything that is happening in your country today. Can I ask you something just concerning this jihadist threat? What would happen if the American people just took up arms and dealt with them in a lawful sense? Brought them to justice, regardless if this administration does or not. Because we know that every time the American people want justice, what happens is this administration intervenes through the criminal Eric Holder to basically pull away the law and let the criminal go free. We've seen this time and time again. All right? But what if we dealt with all of them? What if we indicted all of them lawfully, friends? Because the law is on our side. We don't need any more evidence. It's all there. But what would happen if the American people just lawfully dealt with those that have committed crimes. They actually love God enough to keep his commandments. Because the law applies to all of us, you know, with liberty and justice for all. And that's not exempt to the president or to the attorney general or to any other congressman or representative. No, justice for all, because we know justice is the guardian of liberty, and what we need, America, is justice. And if we don't call for justice, we're going to fall to a reign of terror. There is nothing upright as to what we have seen from this administration. And by the way, it's not just him, it's the Clintons, it's the Bushes. None that are exempt, friends, but this administration has gone way, way, way too far. It's not going too far, it's gone too far. Where's the administration concerning this, how we started the show off today, concerning care, to deal with each one of these that have Muslim terror, jihadist ties, to put hits out on our brothers and our sisters that are warning us, we the people, concerning their real threat? That's all we have to do in the present, friends, is look across the pond. We can see what the radicals are doing over there. As a matter of fact, in Europe, you know what's happening now, friends? The Europeans are now beginning to say to the Islamists, get out of our country. Get out. And I guarantee you it's because of the long train of abuses that have taken place there. And these people think by beheading someone or killing someone or maiming or raping somebody or stoning someone is going to cause the American patriot to actually bow the knee to their crimes and subject themselves to them. They have got another thing coming, friends. By the grace of God, I ain't moving. By the grace of God, we're going to do this again. We have now, my friends, the opportunity to relive the times of our forefathers who said enough is enough. The same God is at hand. He's at my right hand. We shall never be moved, said David. And it was that God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that said, call upon me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Let's stand up together, friends, because we can do this. We've just seen in Houston that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. How much more when 312 million people stand up and say, no more. And everybody shouts from the rooftop what's going on. And everybody stands up on the rooftop and says, no more from you radical homosexuals. No more from you. Well, you one or two atheists. No more from you radical Muslims that want to bring forth jihadist threats to those that are warning the American people. No more. No more. Hey, folks, the line has been drawn in the sand a long time ago with this administration. And for me and my household friends, we're going to serve God in Jesus' name. And we're going to trust him for the results because we have a posterity to fight for. We have a posterity to leave a God breathe legacy to. And you know what? I'm not talking about just my kids. I'm talking about your kids too. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about grandpa and grandmas that are subject to Obamacare and these death panels. I'm talking about those little babies that are in the womb. And I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of watching American people sit there and talk away what's going on. It's time for actions, friends. Let's do it lawfully. And let's do it in righteousness in Jesus' holy name. For we are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.